Alrighty, everyone, here we go again. Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you, as always, every week, no hype advice, snippets from my journal, questions I'm asking myself about living fully and how to miss this one wild and precious life. So welcome once again. Thanks for joining in today. I want to kind of continue on what I was talking about last week. Last week, I introduced the notion that maybe self-help is a bit overrated. Maybe we are just being bombarded with to-dos, shoulds, have-tos, need-tos, and it just creates a whole lot of feeling bad about ourselves, self-loathing, shaming, and, you know, just exacerbation, really, at the end of the day. You know, my whole quest here in my own life is just to be in my life, is to look at my life under a microscope every day to see what is working and what is not. What is it that I really want to do? What are my hell yes? And, you know, what just needs to go? Because tick-tock, it is going by fast. These 30,000 days that we get, if we are lucky, if we make it to 82, which is what my dad made it to, by the way, until February, but it's kind of poignant that that is the number that is the average, that is what we can hope for, and that every single day is another one that is just scratched off the list. So how are you spending your days? You know, one of my first yoga teachers, Baron Baptiste, real provocative teacher, and I love those kind of provocative, direct disturbers. They kind of wake me up and get me to look at life in a new way. It's what I'm trying to do here as well. He used to say all the time, stop fixing yourself and start being yourself. Stop with all the fixing. I notice it in yoga poses and I do it myself, but when I teach a pose, perhaps it's a more complicated or deeper pose, challenging pose. You know, I just watch students constantly fix. We fix, and we never actually land in the pose. So I tell them, you know, stop the fixing. Give yourself 3 breaths to fix yourself. And then let it be. Let it be what it is and just experience it. And can we do that in our lives? So today is really about getting real with what makes us high. Getting real with what it feels like to be high on life. And to look at those things in your life that make you high and the things that don't. So it kind of goes back to, all the way back to a few episodes when I talked about your hell yeah. What is your hell yeah? What is just kind of cool in your life? And then where do you feel just meh? You know, just kind of, it's all right. And I get that life can't be all hell yeah. We've got to empty the dishwasher. You know, we got to do payroll. We've got to do the stuff that, you know, doesn't float our boat. I get that. But can we look at the stuff that is meh that we are choosing to do? Like, who really wants to walk on a treadmill? I don't. But I do. I still walk on a treadmill or run on a treadmill maybe twice a week just because that is what I can fit into my day to get the sweat going. I know that. I don't choose to do it. I don't choose to make it my, you know, my hell yes. It doesn't make me high. But there are things that I do just to kind of keep myself healthy and humming. So a few years ago, I was driving down the street that I always drove down to get to Verge, to get to work. And I was coming down this hill. And as I started to come down the hill and flatten out, I lifted my chin. It felt like it was going in slow motion. As so many of these poignant moments in our lives often feel. It feels like time is slowing down. It's this essence of being in flow. when time dilates. So here I am, it's like frame by frame. And I lift my chin and I look up, and I look up at the clouds in the sky, and I say to myself, oh my God, where have I been for the last 10 years? I'm not kidding you. Where have I been for the last 10 years? I felt like I had lifted my head up above water, that I had been underwater and in this kind of murky, closed off place for 10 years. And I'll tell you what I had been doing. I had been deep into meditation. For a good decade, I took a huge, deep dive. And I don't regret it. I had an unbelievable experience getting to know myself and my mind and how my mind works. And I love my teachers, my meditation teacher, Scott and Nancy McBride. But I had gone so deep into that world that I felt like I had cut myself off from the rest of the world. I had turned off the music, literally. I would drive in silence every day. I looked for silence as much as possible. I'm just using this as an example. And so I noticed that, wow, I had really cut myself off from a lot of stuff that made me feel high. And that is music and dance and singing and social, being social and laughing my ass off with people. I'd cut myself off from that, going down deep underwater. So this is just an extreme example. Hopefully yours isn't as extreme. But I put the music back on. I got back to living. I got back to being, singing and dancing, and I started rock climbing and started planning activities and adventures to be back in life, to be more social, because I recognized that that was what made me high. When I was in sixth grade, I was given the title of the class social butterfly. Sixth grade, my teacher told me that. Now, I'm definitely extrovert, introvert, so I do need my time, my pockets of silence, and I do talk about that. But I also need music. I need people. I need to sing and dance. That's what makes me high. I got real about that. How about you? This isn't about me. I just use me as an example. Can you name what makes you high? Like, really get real. Even if it is in such opposition to the way you're living right now. This is why we journal, right? This is why morning pages, 3 pages of just improv, just letting the pen take you. Start with 1 page. Can you name it? What really makes you high? And how are you living right now? Because those 30,000 days, tick tock, tick tock, you're not going to get yesterday back, folks. Are you underwater like I was for 10 years? Now, I still meditate, right? Because I find great value in it. But I'm not living my life underwater in silence anymore. Name what makes you high. And then go find ways to schedule that stuff, even if you have to schedule it in your Google Calendar. Schedule stuff to be with friends or to take that class, to do that stuff that you know, you have scheduled out of your life because of your shoulds and your have-tos, and you're ending up on a stupid machine every day staring at the news at the gym. Can we get outside, get into the woods? If that's what makes you high, get out and watch the sunrise, watch the sunset, get yourself under those stars every night. You know, go find animals to play with, or kids to play with, or people to play with. What makes you smile? What lights you up? What makes you giggle with excitement? Where do you find your flow? that flow, those optimal states of well-being, those optimal states of ecstasy, of bliss, of laughter, of full engagement and full absorption. Those optimal states when time slows down or speeds up. When we feel our best, when we do great things, when we create and innovate. Where is that? And if it's not happening, why not? Because you know what? You deserve it. You deserve it. I gotta be real raw with you right now. So my mom is having the time of her life, or at least the best time she's had in a very long time. So my dad passed away 8 months ago now, and she cared for him, you know, like a rock star. Really, like a rock star, taught me so much. But she cared for him for years and put aside her social life and her creative pleasures. She's an artist. And ever since he passed away, she has been back at it. Back at painting and drawing and social life and playing cards and seeing plays. And oh my gosh, every single day. In fact, I can't even see her because her schedule is so booked, and I'm so happy for her. But she questions whether, you know, she questions it. You know, it's almost as if I said to her the other day, you deserve this. But sometimes we don't think we do. We think we've got to be pushing, you know, pushing all the time. We got to be working hard. You know, where is the fun? Where is the play? And so now she has all this time. She's like, I haven't had this much time in so long. And it's overwhelming. And so you may feel just a little bit of that. Overwhelmed that you don't deserve the time to play, to get high. You do deserve the time to get high. The natural way. You know, a lot of us, you know, we've got cheap highs. Those cheap highs, let's call it TV. Let's call it Netflix. Let's call it drinking wine or numbing out on social media. Those are cheap highs, folks. Let's go for the real raw high definition highs. Let's go for those juicy highs that get down into the soul of who we are, that light us up at the cellular level. What are those things for you? If you haven't named them for a while, sit yourself down and take out pen and paper and list. List the stuff you love to do as a kid. List the stuff you love to do as a teenager or in your 20s. Why haven't you done them lately? When's the last play you went to, concert you went to, museum you went to? Listen, I'm telling this to myself because, you know, I get so busy working all the time. Can we maximize our highs? Fill in the blanks with the mess, right? Fill in the blanks with the have-tos. So I'll get myself down to my little gym in my apartment building, 20 minutes, a half an hour, if I can't do something more fun. I'm not gonna spend more than a half an hour down on those machines, but I'll get moving. I will get myself moving, but you know, I recognize that this is a have to because I can't get to the outside hike or the climb or the yoga class today. So I'm gonna just move my body because that's healthy. But I'm not going to lean on those to fill me because the gym's not going to fill my soul. It never will. I think when we can just get honest and get real with what makes us high, we start to really see how we're living. And that's what this is all about. That's why I get in front of this microphone. And by the way, I'm back in my closet. I'm sitting in my little walk-in closet. It's become small since moving into my apartment, but that's okay. So in closing, all, you know, it can be scary to admit some of this stuff. It can be scary to admit how you're living. It can be scary to admit that you don't have a whole lot of hell yes in your life right now. But you're not late. You're not late. You have today to start. You have today to do one thing that makes you scream hell yeah. Even if it's just creating the most kick-ass playlist on Spotify. And I'm not kidding you. Create that kick-ass playlist that you listen to when you're drying your hair in the morning, when you listen to when you're washing the dishes, or you know, you're doing those chores to just light up your soul. I have a couple of really favorite songs right now, and I'm going to put those songs on the show notes. I'm also going to put a couple of things here. I'm going to put this character test that I just did. I'm doing a certificate in positive psychology with the University of Pennsylvania, and I had to take this free character test, and it gave me my top five character strengths. And I think that knowing your top five character strengths, and it's a long test, I mean, it's like 120 questions. It doesn't take very long, but it's pretty extensive. But I think that knowing them can give you a little bit of insight as to how you are living. And I'll tell you, my top one is zest. I laughed when I found that out, zest. So my character strength is zest. And so I am here to get zesty with you and to get a little provocative with you all. Look at what's making you high and notice if you're not getting enough of it. And then go schedule some of this into your life right away. And that's all I've got for you today. My no hype advice, I hope. No more self-help, right? This is just real stuff. This is just real, folks, because we have 30,000 days if we are lucky, and one of them is happening right now. So wake up to how you're living. Step up fully to the plate, and let's bang this one out of the park. Have a fantastic day. Please engage with me. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're finding out. I love hearing from you. You make my day when you reach out. Kara@karabradley.net. Go find me out there on social media. I'm posting every so often. I try not to spend too much of my life on those platforms. Have a great one, folks. Be well.